Aaron Murphy is the head basketball coach of South Nottoway. South Nottoway will have back-to-back games coming up on Friday and Saturday. It's a stretch run, and they are very much a part of this 275 conference as it comes down to the final week and a half or week and a half plus for South Nottoway. South Nottoway was still getting done, just got done with the Northwest Tournament, or we're getting done with the Northwest Tournament. We visited last, beat North Nottoway in the championship game there, won 51-45. That was after you'd beaten them by, you know, pretty good margin in December, where everything went right. While you really have had pretty good luck with North Nottoway. In fact, I thought maybe 2-3 years ago, maybe one of the big significant wins that you probably had was against North Nottoway with this group. You know, this one was considerably tighter. You've mentioned before one of the reasons, you know, one of the reasons for a close game or a game that isn't so close is probably the style of game, and I assume that this one was at least closer than the first one to the style that North Nottoway plays.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they slowed down the tempo offensively and very, very patient on the half-court game. You know, Madison Thompson did a heck of a job. I thought we defended her really well, but, you know, anything she shot that night, it was her night, and it went in for her. She made some outstanding plays, and it seemed like when we'd get an answer, you know, they'd answer back, and they really, you know, they controlled the game for over half of it, probably three-quarters of the game, and then we were able to pull away in the fourth. But, you know, we had to pick up our pressure in the half-court, and you know, extend out and pressure the guards, and that ended up getting us back into the game, and ultimately won the game for us.
Okay, coming down to the tournament at South Holt league game, beat South Holt 161-28. If they keep the ball in probably Sadie Prusman's hands, I think they have some things that can happen, or she. You know, she looks like she knows what she can do with the ball. They've got a little bit of size inside. It's their competitiveness is generally intertwined with probably how well that they can possess the basketball. If they don't turn it over a ton, I think that they can give you some problems in a half court, but you must have been able to turn them over.
Yeah, we were able to, you know, put pressure on the full court, and it led to transition points for us. You know, Sadie, like you mentioned, you know, she's very, you know, she very offensively talented. She's a good shooter. She can create, but we just kind of had to, you know, really focus on her and limiting her touches, and that seemed to really benefit us. And you know, as the game went on. But transition points were huge defensively for us. And, you know, anytime you can get a steal around the top of the key, you know, and we have some speed that can get down the floor pretty quick and led to layups for us. But I was really happy with the way our girls played defense that game and how defense provided so much offense for us.
Okay, had Northeast Nottoway on Friday night, beat Northeast Nottoway 51-19. You know, they really have come along here as the season has gone on, because boy, they were dealt a major blow at the start of the year.
Yeah, they, you know, they those girls, you know, definitely dealing with some adversity this season, and you know, they haven't packed it in at all. They, you know, they showed up against us and they were ready to play, and you know, they kind of, you know, come out and showed us that they weren't going to back down. You know, they had some talent in there, and Michaela Adwell did a really good job finding the basket, and. You know, we played a little softer than we wanted to in the half court defensively, and it allowed them to relax and let their playmakers get the ball back into their hands. You know, so we really challenged the girls at halftime to really pick up the pressure and you know, start jumping those passing lanes. And in the second half, that was you know, how we extended the lead and sealed it towards the end. But you know, really, really happy the way the girls responded and defensively, and you know, hats off to Northeast Nottoway. You know, those girls, you know, despite everything they went through this season, they're playing extremely hard.
All right, next up is going to be, you know, the schedule of games that you've got that is going to decide your fate, and you have a chance to win even the conference outright, or at the very least, you know, it if you win out, worst case scenario is that you will at least tie. You've got that at least, you know, possible. I would say to do that, to get to that end, you will have earned it based on what is coming through, because with, you know, this three-game schedule that you have. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, all on the road, DeKalb, Rockport, and then East Atchison on a Tuesday. Those are all teams that also, well, at least Rockport and East Atchison, probably up until Tuesday, DeKalb, they, you know, we're all contending as well for the league. Now, it has been, and I very well may be, an extremely emotional type of, you know, next 48, 72 hours, what have you. But I guess that's a situation in front of you.
Absolutely. And, you know, biggest thing for us right now is just getting the girls on the floor. And, you know, things happen bigger than basketball, but, you know, just getting the girls on the floor is something that's, you know, I think going to help all of us. You know, we're looking forward to the game Friday. Just to get back to the routine. You know, we do have a tough road ahead of us, but, you know, the group of girls that I'm privileged to coach and the community we're from, I feel like we're going to be ready come Friday. So, you know, very, very excited for the opportunity we have in front of us.
Kat Sayard-Murphy's head basketball coach of South Nottoway.